On the KSRO live line, the mayor of Santa Rosa, Tom Schwedhelm. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning, Pat.
I was going to ask you for a recap of last night's city council meeting, but there wasn't one.
Yeah, there'll be a brief conversation.
Yes. So the meeting canceled last night because?
Well, basically because of the weather we've been experiencing that I'm sure you've been reporting on all morning. And it was not a decision we made lightly. The city manager, Sean McGlynn, and I had talked, got early in the morning, talking about do we continue to proceed with that, with this. Because as we're starting to look at these emergency operations, it's just not the county. You know, they activated their emergency operations
yes.
center. But the city of Santa Rosa also has the resources to assist not only the county, but any other jurisdiction that may be impacted by the weather. And so we thought it was wise. I don't want people traveling in this weather to come to a public meeting. Additionally, we had a couple of the appellants on some of the items that were scheduled to be heard asked for continuance. So it just seemed to make sense for the safety of all. Let's cancel this meeting and just reschedule many of the items to future council dates.
Yeah, a lot of pot business will remain on the table until that happens. And one of the things that we've been talking about, Mayor Schwedhelm, this morning is how widespread the effects of these storms are having, not just on the river area, certainly most affected, but on the rest of us too, in terms of water and danger. And what have you seen and heard in the last 24 hours from citizens?
Just to put it in perspective, the National Weather Service reported that Tuesday was the wettest calendar date on record in Santa Rosa with 5.66 inches.
Yes, congratulations.
We got that going for us. And those records go back to 1902. And then obviously, I'm sure you've reported that the Grace Pavilion on the fairgrounds has been opened up. We also have three power outages in Santa Rosa impacting about 181 customers. And this is in the area of Chenate Road, north of Chenate Road. So PG&E is working on that. We also had a couple of swift water rescues that our fire department assisted other agencies.
In Santa Rosa?
I don't have a specific location. I was told that our fire department assisted neighboring fire departments with three swift water rescues in West Santa Rosa area. But that's a great example is that we're a regional resource. You know, we're all in this thing together. It's not just, if you're outside the limits of the city of Santa Rosa, we're not helping. No, we're here to help, the community as a whole. And then we've also had some issues out at Lana Road and our Laguna treatment plant. So all of our non-essential employees have been redirected. It's heavily impacted by the high sewer flows, but fortunately no flooding has impacted the processing facility.
I was going to say, so we know how the floodwaters out there are affecting traffic even as we speak, but are there effects on the treatment situation out there?
Well, absolutely. If you look at the amount of the gallons that are now being going through our treatment plant, so yes, it does have a significant impact. In fact, some of the effluent is being stored in some different ponds because we can't process it as quickly. And it's just crazy the amount of water that enters our system. And yes, it will be processed. And that's why we planned for some of this. And that's why some of it is currently being stored in storage ponds in the general area of Laguna Road.
But there is containment in that effluent, yes?
Correctly.
Okay, very good.
Correct.
Very good news. And that's something, of course, that is an ongoing issue on the Russian River, especially in these floodwaters or the amount of septic tanks out there. And, the ongoing conversation about trying to convert that situation. I don't know if you live near any waterways of any kind, but it is striking around Sonoma County, as much as we're used to the wet stuff by now, how swollen those creeks are in and around Santa Rosa.
The Espana Creek is in my backyard, and it is flowing. It still has not reached its banks. But as I left City Hall yesterday, late in the afternoon, early evening, Santa Rosa Creek was just raging westbound. So we really, hopefully people use caution anytime they're close to any of those creeks or rivers.
Yeah, there could be a beautiful time for all of this somewhere maybe next week in terms of our parks and things like that where waterfalls will be available to see. But for now, it's a different kind of situation. And anything else we should be concerned about with regard to Santa Rosa and beyond, Tom?
Just, if people wanted the updated information, they can just go to the city's website, our normal website, and just do /emergency, and we'll be posting all the updated information on that site as it evolves.
Very good. And so the city council meeting that was to be last night, all those docket items will be transferred to next week, or How does that work?
So next week, we actually have some mandatory training. So we were going to be dark, but we did move yesterday's closed session item to March 5th. So it's only a closed session item, but the bulk of the items will be moved to our March 12th city council meeting. So it's going to be a long evening. Everyone's been notified who was supposed to be scheduled for last night. But that's, again, in the interest of safety, I think it was best for all. We're just going to have to move that date.
Always in the interest of safety. We know about that. Mayor Schwedhelm, thanks for being here this morning, and be careful out there.
Yes, you too. Thank you.
All right. That is Santa Rosa Mayor Tom Schwedhelm. And so the city council meeting moved, understandably, a lot of things disrupted. And just be safe, because we are not out of the woods yet.